This is Season 5 of the Convert Central's podcast, where we take you on a journey to explore the beauties of Islam so that we can find Islam in our everyday lives. Catch Tajrian and I in our latest release every Friday and join us for our events at Convert Central on Instagram. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Did I catch your off guard? It's not Hari Raya yet, but mashallah, this is what you'll be hearing when it's on a day of Hari Raya, mashallah. And in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Hari Raya for those who have just entered Islam or for those who have not really gotten the opportunity to celebrate Hari Raya together with the community yet. Essentially, we're going to talk about why are we celebrating Hari Raya, coming from our Ramadan discussions, and also in Singapore, what normally do we do when it comes to the day of Hari Raya. So let's just start. What do you guys think when we're talking about Hari Raya? What are we really celebrating? So maybe we can start with Taj first.
I think growing up, it was a lot of, I did not understand what we were celebrating. I just thought we were celebrating the end of Ramadan. Like, wow, alhamdulillah, we don't have to fast anymore. But now, hopefully, I've thinking about it, it's not that you don't have to fast anymore, but you're saying, alhamdulillah, I got to fast the whole month of Ramadan. Like, mashallah, not everyone can say that they made it to the end of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, so Hari Raya for me, but more importantly for me at least, it's Hari Raya is being grateful, of course, that you've had the whole of Ramadan, that inshallah Allah forgives you in that month. But also, I think it's a day of community for me. It's always been, Hari Raya is the one day a year that people you haven't met for the whole other 11 months, you will suddenly meet them and say salam. It's a day of festivities, of joy, a lot of cheers. I think that's what strikes me the most about Hari Raya, about getting to meet all your loved ones, celebrating the fact that you're Muslim. This is a day for you to celebrate that you're Muslim, that you fasted together. And yeah, that's very special to me. What about you, Ustaz?
Mashallah. Very good lah, Tajian. You actually answer my answer lah. MashaAllah. Very good answer from Tajian. And maybe one thing that when we talk about Hari Raya, it's always a bittersweet. It's always a mixed feeling. Want to cry, want to be happy. Don't know whether we will meet Ramadan again, whether we have done good, whether we are regretting our time. SubhanAllah. So, let us look at the word Eid itself, right? Eid, as you know, it is in Arabic. And when we talk about an Arabic noun, when we want to understand the essence of the meaning, we look at the root word. So Eid comes from the word Ada. Eid is the Hari Raya, the celebration. Ada comes from the word coming back. When you're coming back. Tajrian have already shared just now, right? When we are getting back our fitrah. And it's actually okay for us to be happy to not fasting anymore. Hey, we are not, not today we are not fasting. We can eat. I mean, it is the day for us to celebrate that. So it's okay for us to do that. Only that if we are happy for so long, for too long, maybe for 1 month we don't fast, then we have missed the 6 days of sunnah fasting, and it worth for 1 year of fasting, right? So yeah, that 1 day is actually for us to know that we are coming back to our fitrah, which is we need to eat, we need to drink, we want to be happy, we don't refrain ourselves, we don't have to refrain ourselves or save or shield ourselves from do certain things. We can do it as per normal, right? But at the same time also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually said about this takbir, the way Brother Siddiq actually said that in ayah of 185, if I'm not mistaken, is the Shahru Ramadan al-Ladhi, right? And then Allah say about that, I only, yuridullahu bikumul yusra wala yuridu bikumul usra. Allah only wants the easy things for you, not the difficult things. And Allah say, wali tukmilul iddata wali tukabbirullah. Allah say, make sure that you fast the 30 days and then you say takbir. You glorify me. You say that I'm the biggest. I'm the most magnificent, right? Yeah. And Allah asks us to do that because Allah want us to be thankful that we manage the 1 month with a lot of knowledge, with a lot of strength going through the 30 days. And when we say about Ramadan 30 days, it's not only about refraining ourselves from drinking and eating. Mm. Or if husband and wife maybe sexual intercourse. It's more than that. You know, the challenges at road, coming here, jam, cannot find parking, subhanAllah, right? But I mean, this is all, what is the first thing come out from your mouth? What is first thing in your mind at the wrong time? When people do that to you, you manage to survive and hit success during the Hari Raya, subhanallah. And hence, you also reminded wherever you taste success. This is very beautiful. When you taste success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach Muslim, when you taste success, you don't go and be arrogant.
Mm.
You go and sujud in front of me. You say, Allahu Akbar. You know that who is the greatest. You know, even in the surah, subhanallah, what surah is that? Wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba. What surah is that? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. This is the surah that Allah revealed during Fathu Makkah, during when Islam get to conquer Makkah back.
Mm.
This is a big win. You know, like you EPL what you like. You don't watch EPL lah, English Premier League. I mean now you know Manchester United lah, Liverpool okay, lah, okay. Chelsea lah. When they win lah, or they start to brag, you know, and start to belittle other opponents, right? But Islam never teach us that. I mean, even Islam have Muslim at that point of time have all the rights to actually, you know, to actually brag and to actually revenge lah, take revenge. You know, you take my family, yeah. You take my wealth. But Allah say, when you get the glory. Afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Allah say glorify Allah and then do istighfar, ask for forgiveness. That is Hari Raya. That is it. When we have all the success, we still remember that we are the servant of Allah. And Allah is not only the God during Ramadan, but Allah is also the God during Eid, subhanallah. And we want to also maintain the humility throughout our life, because at the end of the day, this success is nothing. When we die, and we die not husnul khatimah,
yeah.
We die at a point that we are not being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? When na'udhu billahi min zalik. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I think you guys have really covered a lot of the significance of Hari Raya and also linking back to Ramadan itself, right? I want to talk about the day of Hari Raya itself, right? When we feel a rush of emotions, it can be a lot of different reasons. As you mentioned, the happiness that we don't have to fast, you know, a lot of the reasons Ustaz also mentioned earlier, this is a day of celebration that we are allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete the count of Ramadan, right? And we see that on the day of Hari Raya, on the day of Eid, a lot of people are crying, are emotional, right? But at this point, right now, we're still in Ramadan, 5 to 6 days before Ramadan ends, this is going to be uploaded, right? This is our chance to determine on a day of Hari Raya, what are we crying for?
Yes.
Is our Ramadan filled with 15 nights of bazaar and 15 nights of Tarawih? Is it filled with 30 nights of Tahajjud? Is it filled with 30 nights of Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we missing our Subuh, right? Are we praying our Zuhur 5 minutes before Asar? What? How is Ramadan going to affect your Hari Raya? It's how you're going to feel on the day of Hari Raya itself. We are crying. Some people are crying because they are unsure whether after striving for so hard, and Ramadan isn't easy, right? Beyond the fast, you know, beyond the manifest restrictions, we have to, you know, pull in our emotions. We have to pull in the things that normally we go for entertainment, be it soccer, be it NBA. Some of us don't do sports for the entire month. It's difficult, right? And on the day of Eid, if you are crying because you've strived so hard, you know, you didn't sleep, you know, you've been pushing yourself, you might be unwell, but you're still trying. And on the day of Eid, you're wondering, Allah, has this Ramadan been accepted? And in that state, you cry. You cry because of the hope that Allah has accepted it, and also because of the fear that in that case, if my sincerity wasn't there, all of our efforts would not have been accepted by Allah. That is good crying, right? But right now, we are in a very special position. We still have the opportunity to change that. We still have the opportunity to change on the day of Eid how we are going to feel, right? And I promise you, if all of us have tried in this Ramadan, all of us will cry. All of us will cry. It is impossible for someone to emotionally invest so much in Ramadan, and on the day of Eid, you don't feel anything.
Yes.
Right. The only reason why we don't, because Ramadan didn't mean anything to us. Right. And if all of us do so, then this is true brotherhood. On the day of Eid, you look at the brother on the other side of the south, you're like, mashallah, brother, we've tried together. Right. This is the beauty of Hari Raya then. Instead of, okay, assalamu alaikum, shake the hand, and we go home. Mm. Right. We have biryani on, and then we have breakfast. That is the kind of higher end that we want to strive towards. Yeah? And mashallah, and that is, I guess that is the beauty that we're celebrating, not just as an individual in Allah, but as an ummah. right? So alhamdulillah, that is something that I wanted to firstly remind myself first, right? That I still have a lot of time left. Today, 13 day, right? We still have more than half a Ramadan left, right? And we want to be those that gain success on the day of Eid.
I mean.
So let's then talk a little bit about what we do on Eid itself, why, and now we go to what, right? So on the day of Eid, I guess most of the things that we do will be centered around visiting, right? Mm. For us converts or for family members who don't practice, we don't get the privilege of visiting our friends and family. Sometimes we don't know why, right? So I'm guessing, Taj, you do visit your friends and families.
Yeah.
And Ustaz, of course, I believe you do as well. So what happens normally during a Hari Raya visit, and why do we visit our friends and family as a practice on the day of Hari Raya?
Actually, I also asked that question. Like, why we have to, you know, so tirelessly you have to meet every of our relatives. It's quite funny for me. But in when I ask that question, it's also something, I mean, some voice I actually answer my question in my mind. Like, if you don't do that during Hari Raya, you'll not get to do it the whole year. Right? Maybe you only do that when a person has already died. Right? Or maybe you do that, if your relatives get married, then you meet everyone. So Hari Raya, I mean, in Nusantara, in Asia, because I have experience celebrating it in Egypt as well, yeah. Right? Their Hari Raya is Ramadan. Ramadan is so full of glory, full of festive mood.
MashaAllah.
But Hari Raya, prayer, after prayer, go back, sleep. Go back, sleep, and they are very sad because Ramadan have passed.
Yeah.
So they are waiting for another Hari Raya. Hari Raya Adha, right? So so I guess it's unique in Singapore, in this Nusantara, we have these traditions. So it's also good to actually, after we have cleansed ourselves, purified ourselves, now we are meeting our people, the people that we love, then we have the opportunity to manifest our generosity as well. You know, give hang pao, give some collection money to the kids, you know, and then at the same time, we ask around, ask about people, show empathy. And also, the essence of doing this, we also be reminded by Allah. Be reminded of Allah.
Yeah.
We see a lot of colorful experience, colorful challenges that people face. Yeah. We will start to see that, I'm lucky, you know.
Mm.
I get these 30 days, you know, doing this, doing that, doing tahajjud, you know, go to the mosque. Some people can't even walk. Some people fainted during Ramadan. You know, some people get dementia during Ramadan. Some people know about their health, about their terminal health during Ramadan. Subhanallah. Hence the gratefulness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop more. And I guess that's the beauty when we do visiting. And I don't have the answer why we do visiting during Hari Raya. I think that's tradition.
It's a practice. It's a practice. Culture.
But I guess that's the value that we get. Hence people continue doing it.
Yeah, but that's good. I would actually, this is a very good wisdom. Like normally after you graduate, then you get a new job, you're very excited to meet your family members or your cousins, you know, kind of update them and you come in a good state, right? So the other time when we come out of it, we are in our best state, you know, like emotionally, in terms of our character and our value. So this is the best state where we are meeting our family members. So, alhamdulillah, that's a good wisdom in that. What about you, Taj? Like, what do you think?
I guess, I also, for the longest time, I think I always saw it's more of a cultural thing. You have to. I think COVID taught us a lot about the significance of it, in that it's a lot on building that community. A lot of that building happens during Ramadan. And I think for me, more importantly, that there was once I learned about the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when it came to festivals or celebrations during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that one of the features of celebrations was that it was inclusive to everyone. So everybody was included, the poor, the rich, everybody was included. And if we try and maybe apply that logic to Eid and to visiting family members and family and all of our friends and family, I think for me it's very much on upholding your ties of brotherhood, of family, of kinship.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times, maybe I for Muslims, we have a right, like our relatives have a right over us. They have a right to quite a few things, and our neighbors have a right over us. Our friends also have a right over us. And for me, visiting them is a way of upholding that right. Because Hari Raya is not really a day about just eating and all. It's also a day of giving. You know, we give zakat in the morning or before Eid. And so what are you giving to your family in that love and that building that community so that everyone is surrounded by that goodness and that barakah in your house? So that's very important to me in that being inclusive. I always end up talking to relatives. I haven't talked to them in like a year. Like what was that? Like people you really wouldn't catch up with. But on Eid, you're just like, okay, no, it's Eid. At least you wish them Eid Mubarak and that's enough, you know? And that's very important in that making sure it's an inclusive celebration for everyone and people like, the fact that people that have never come to my house I'm just like, wow, this is quite amazing. But it's cultivating that, so because at the end of the day, like you say, we're not celebrating as individuals, we're celebrating as an ummah. And for COVID, I think it showed a lot of that, the significance of that kinship, in that you're stuck with your family. So what is your Hari Raya now if you cannot go visiting family and friends? What is your Hari Raya left with? And you realize it is just about those bonds that you share with each person and how you better each other through those bonds. And for me, Eid is a way of uplifting those ties and making them stronger, inshallah, so that we can continue to support each other in becoming good Muslims for the rest of the year until the next Ramadan we meet again. But actually, so now let's hear from Brother Siddiq. Since you've had maybe a bit of a different experience for Hari Raya, but you've been having quite a few Hari Rayas, alhamdulillah, for the past couple of years. So how has that been? And what share with us your routine. Oh.
I think for me, I was just about to say, actually, like coming into Islam as a very new convert, I think maybe even at that point of time was 2017, I haven't taken my Shahada yet, right? Didn't know what was Ramadan, didn't know what's Hari Raya, but the fact that I got to visit people's houses and nobody knew who I was, because like then I just knew Muslim and nobody expected me to come to their house. Imagine a Chinese showing up to your house on a day of Hari Raya. But the fact that I got to go to their houses, they served me food and biryani and cookies, that's made me happy. That was very early on in normal Hari Raya. Thereafter, when Convert Central started, as you guys mentioned, it was COVID, right? Then Hari Raya tends to be the most busiest day of Convert Central, right? Because we normally have full day events. We, as you mentioned, like celebration is inclusive, right? So you see that on outside of Ramadan, outside of Hari Raya, normally your friends are able to be converts because they are able to commit lah. Even in Ramadan also, maybe most of the time you can go to your friends to pray at the masjid. For converts who have no family members to celebrate Hari Raya with, on a day itself, they don't even have their friends to celebrate with because most of their friends will be with their family members, right? So this is the day where, yes, although like the festivities are high, you're coming off a spiritual high, it's Ramadan, most converts would then be alone on the day of Ramadan. So then my past 3 years have been then through Convert Central organizing CC Idul Fitri days, Idul Adha days to celebrate together with the converts, right? There will be a day where we open up a space for converts to come to then talk about, hey, how has your Ramadan been, like how we are talking about now, right? And get a little bit of a takeaway. And alhamdulillah, like the benefit of that space has been immense. I think like maybe it was because of the immense barakah of the first batch of participants, right? That really allowed CC to become what it is today. So I think, you know, in a bit of that inclusiveness, then for anyone who does not have a place to go to in Hari Raya, or you guys want to recommend your friends to come, you know, come to CC. You know, this is on the day where most doors are closed, CC's door is the widest and open for everyone to come, inshallah. Yeah.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah. Mashallah. Beautiful.
Okay. Let's just then go on to the last few segments of the podcast. And this will be a quick question for both of you guys. What are some of the sunnah that we should take note on the day of Hari Raya? I guess for most of us, we'll be making our way to eat takbir. Right? What are some of the things that you guys should, you guys kind of want to share about the sunnah of the day of Hari Raya? Bismillah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's sunnah to shower in the morning, to dress well before you go for Eid prayers, right? It's a practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yeah, good one. One of the sunnah that I find very interesting I remember until now is during my time at Egypt, my sheikh said that, my sheikh called me Faris, right? Faris, when you go to mosque, you go by different route when you go back.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the way when you do just... He this is his word lah. He say, shout your takbir. So he say that this is one of the way that we can actually spread the shi'ar of Islam, spread the beauty of Islam. Yeah. I mean, that one is of course in Egypt lah. We can do that. I mean, in Singapore, you do that, people thought you are crazy. So maybe you want to do this sunnah, just go from different route, go back. another route lah. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the sunnah that we can actually.
Oh, I heard of that before, but I did not know it was a sunnah. Mashallah.
Yeah, it's a sunnah. Nabi SAW always do that.
Because you want to indicate a change of routine.
Mashallah, yeah. That's so nice.
On this new day after Ramadan. I mean, that's awaited for you.
Okay. Okay.
But don't worry, when it starts, then she'll give like 7-8 sentences. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, you
sentence or word? Sentence or word? Sentence, huh?
Sentence. I think sentence. If it's word, then touch will fail all the time.
Yeah, we
okay,
cannot
okay,
talk.
Okay,
bismillah. So, Ustaz, first question for you. What are you looking forward to most this Hari Raya? Since we just talked about Hari Raya.
Whatever comes to your mind. It's a difficult question. I don't know why it's difficult, but... Okay, this is quite personal for me, but I'm right now, I don't have house. So I'm residing at my parents' house. So what I look after most is to have my own place lah. But I will not get my own place until August. So maybe just look at, maybe just have a happy Hari Raya with my family. My family, aww. Yeah. Because I don't have quite a lot of times with my kids lah.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's Nutella tarts.
what?
Nutella tarts.
Where's that?
Yeah, the tart then got Nutella on top.
Oh, Nutella. I heard Nutella touch. What's that? What's that got to do with touch? Oh, okay.
Alhamdulillah. I think for me, Tapak Kuda very close to Nutella. Okay, so next question. What has been your favorite part of Ramadan thus far? Maybe.
I think my favorite part of Ramadan thus far has been waiting for iftar at the mosque. Fun fact, yesterday was the first time I had my iftar at the mosque since Ramadan started, because we've always been very busy with CC's iftar. But sitting at Masjid Al-Ansar, right outside the prayer hall, with all of those brothers waiting for the azan to be called right before Maghrib, it really has a very, very, heartening and endearing feeling to your heart. And I feel like that is the closest, probably second closest next to Hari Raya. We feel like this is the brotherhood all of us are sharing together. Yeah.
Mashallah. What about you, Ustaz?
I have, but I don't know if it's wise for me to share here. But maybe I just share. If you think it's not good, maybe don't include it.
Yeah.
I mean, early in this Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, there's a viral video about Al-Falah. About some things about Al-Falah, about the volunteer, it's not welcoming the ladies and the tots lah, and the toddlers. But I think what most the impact that really really moved me is how the things goes very fast, and how Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala help us to facilitate and help us to overcome this situation lah. And now the one that actually, the people that talk bad about Al-Falah start to talk good about Al-Falah and ask people to come to Al-Falah lah. I'm not sure if it is good enough, but yeah, that's something that actually make me understand more about generosity.
Alhamdulillah.
Because when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala teach us to reply goodness to bad, it actually turns enemy to friends. It actually binds friends to become more stronger. Yeah, not only binds friends becomes more stronger, but also turn enemy to friends. Yeah.
Shout out to Al-Falah. They have a toddler's room now, is it? On the second floor?
Yeah.
Alright, Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So for any mothers who want to do tarawih at the mosque, you can perform tarawih at Falah by going to the touch room.
Inshallah, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much.
Alright, last question.
Okay, last question. This is a very short question. We've always heard, what is your favorite iftar? Now I'm going to turn the tables. What is your favorite sahur?
Sahur.
It's difficult.
So I just got married in December. So my answer will be, and my answer for the next 12 months will be, whatever my wife cooks is my favorite sahur.
That's what it's nice. That's what it's nice. My favorite sahur, I'm so sorry to my wife, but my favorite sahur is my mom's cooking actually.
Mashallah.
So now I'm at my house, my mom's house, right?
Yeah.
So every day is a very happy day because my mom cook very nice and delicious food for me. Yeah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much for your question.
All right. Thank you, Ustaz, for then taking your time again and sharing all your knowledge and experiences with us. Thank you, Taj, for joining me on this co-hosting journey. Inshallah, I think Commerce Central will be taking a few weeks break in the month of Shawwal. We might come up with one surprise episode. Inshallah, we'll be updating you guys on Instagram. But thank you once again to all the guest speakers who've come up. Thank you for all our IG followers who have given us ideas for our podcast. Thank you for all the guest speakers, including Ustaz today, who have contributed to the success of this podcast. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds in the month of Ramadan, grants us the goodness of this day and this night of Ramadan and all of days and nights of Ramadan. Ameen. And we shall then ask Ustaz to kindly help us to conclude this podcast, make it a complete wholesome podcast by helping us to recite a short dua, tasbih kafara and surah al-asr. Bismillah.
MashaAllah. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Brother Siddiq, to bless Sister Tajrian for tirelessly listening to me today, MashaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with many, many good works after this.
Ameen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also develop and make a good runway for Convert Central to be able to benefit many, many more people to remember Allah, to know Allah, to know Islam, to know our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan a better Ramadan for us, if not the best. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to not only bless us, but also bless our loved one, our family members, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alamin. And for that, let us end today's podcast, inshallah, with Tasbih Kafara and Surah Al-Asr. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Ila alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bilhaqi wa tawasaw bisabr. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You have just finished the last podcast of the week. Thank you for listening to Convert Central this week, and if you like more interesting content, do catch us next week again for more episodes. Assalamualaikum.